Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A major indictment is being announced today of dozens of alleged street gang members in Queens. Borough District Attorney Melinda Katz is with NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell touting the three-year investigation into gang violence in Southeast Queens. 33 defendants are charged in a 151-count indictment that includes murder, attempted murder, conspiracy, and more, connected to more than 22 violent incidents, including a 14-year-old who was gunned down on a basketball court in 2019 and the New Year's Eve slaying of a 26-year-old man. Well, if you're in Nassau County, you might start noticing something new in parks and government buildings, Narcan kits.
One counterfeit pill laced with fentanyl can kill a person. That is the message grieving family members in Nassau County want to tell the public. Corrine Kaufman tells CBS 2 she lost her 19-year-old granddaughter.
She was with a couple of girls who decided that they would try a Percocet.
And now in Nassau County, Narcan kits, 60 of them, will be available in county buildings and parks. Carol Trottier lost her son Alex in 2018. She worked with lawmakers to make the kits available.
They can't be just fooling around one time. Let me just try this. Those days are over.
Even if you don't know how to administer Narcan in an emergency, you can find instructions on each kit. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
The search is on for a teenage girl who pepper sprayed a 70-year-old man, all because he asked her and her friends to stop smoking pot in his building. It happened yesterday afternoon at a NYCHA building in Chelsea, where the group of teens was hanging out and smoking in the lobby. Cops say the victim asked them to stop and please leave, but one girl took offense. She whipped out some pepper spray and sprayed the man in the face, then ran away with her friends. Authorities are asking for the public's help to find the suspect. You can see a photo on 1010winds.com. Well, another witness is expected to go before the grand jury tomorrow that's investigating the hush money case against Donald Trump. This as security plans are put in place in the event of an indictment. Our Juliet Papa reports.
Barricades and cameras are in place for any protests. Security agencies are coordinating in the event the grand jury returns an indictment against former President Donald Trump. If he personally appears before a judge for an arraignment, the Secret Service will oversee measures in coordination with courthouse officials to determine how he gets in and out of 100 Center Street and whether or not he walks down the hall to the courtroom. Experts say it's likely Trump will be brought in very early in the morning, go before the judge, and then be whisked out of the building. Arrangements will be made if an indictment is filed. Trump doesn't necessarily have to come into court the day that happens. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Police are on the hunt for two suspects wanted for two robbery attempts that happened just an hour apart on the subway in Queens. Around 3:30 early Saturday morning on a northbound F train approaching the 46th Street station, two men approached the victim and demanded his wallet and threatened to shoot him, though they didn't take out a gun. The man handed over his wallet and they ran away once they got to the station. Less than an hour later, also on a northbound F train, this time approaching Parsons Boulevard, police say the same men approached a 40-year-old man and demanded his wallet. As he tried to walk away, they grabbed his pants from the back, ripping them, causing his wallet to fall to the floor. Then they got into a bit of a scuffle. The suspects assaulted the victim before running away, but he was able to retrieve his wallet. If you have any information, police are asking you to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-877-TIPS. Well, we're getting into the spring spirit, and the city is announcing more open space and protected bike lanes so you can enjoy the outdoors, at least as much as you can in Manhattan. Transportation and environmental protection officials making the announcement today, along with the rollout of upgrades to the city's water supply. The new space, which they're calling Super Sidewalks, is coming to 9th and 10th Avenues in Manhattan, along with 14 miles of new water mains and sewers. And we'll have more details on that coming up. Well, we're learning more about that shooting we told you about yesterday. A man was shot and killed in broad daylight outside a store in Brooklyn yesterday afternoon. Happened just before 1 p.m. outside Francina Mini Market on Sterling Place in Crown Heights. Police have identified the victim as 26-year-old Dion Reed. No arrests have been made so far.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.